you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
45, quarter till 8, another beautiful springtime day today, and all the way through the big game on Sunday. Highs in the mid to upper 70s right now. It's delightful outside, even chillier here in the convention center. And we're talking to Mitch Rosen, Vice President of the BetMGM Network, to talk about a change that's happening for those of you that listen on 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. To Odyssey's BetQL network. How you doing, Mitch?
Hey, Tommy. It's such a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you so much for having me. And the city has been so welcoming. I got in Sunday, and I'm based out of Chicago, and we love coming down to New Orleans. And thank you so much for having me on. What a pleasure to be on WWL.
What you been doing in the city since you got here?
You know, it has been a lot of work, and we've got a great team down here. We've been broadcasting from the media center like you. Mm-hmm. We have one of our shows, You Better You Bet, with Nick Kostos. And like you said, we're on the newly branded BetMGM Network. We've moved on from BetQL, and it's strictly the BetMGM Network. It's the same great lineup, same great content. And we brand it as Wagertainment, Tommy. And throughout the years, we talk about sports betting, but there's such a huge entertainment value to it. So we can combine, you know, wager talk and entertainment, and it's been a great success. And we've been really fortunate to have a tremendous partner like BetMGM. And over the last 6 months, we've had a lot of talks and discussions, and we said, hey, why not get married in a great way? So we've partnered, and we've branded the network as the BetMGM Network and combined the great content of our Odyssey and with BetMGM.
Tim Zimmer, whom you spoke to, who they're manning Master Control, is a huge fan. And I can tell you he listens to all of the programs on 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. That's where you find him here in New Orleans. Break down, if you will, Mitch Rosen, Vice President of the BetMGM Network, some of the programs that are on, and explain what Wagertainment is for people that don't quite know.
You bet. So we kick off in the morning at 5 a.m. Central here in New Orleans with the Daily Tip with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger. And then at 8 a.m., we now have a new show. It's renamed, but same great talent. It's called Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski and Sam Pionovich. And then in the afternoon, Nick Kostos and Femi Adonidou, and they are on from 2 to 6 p.m. And then at night, it's BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans and Ryan Horvat. And what Wagertainment is, you know, this industry has changed over the years. So 5 years ago in this industry, we may have heard shows on the air say, we'll give you the lock of the day, 1-900, the lock of the day. And it's changed. Now it's part of the DNA of our content. And now it's more mass appeal in that more and more people are sports wagering. As we know it, it can be done on your phone in the mobile way. And we do mass appeal and we have fun with it. You know, we have great guests on our radio shows across the network, across the BetMGM network. It's not just experts in sports betting. We're going to, you know, we've had Kurt Warner on, great NFL spokesperson from the NFL Network, Boomer Esiason, Mad Dog Russo. So it's mass appeal guests, and our goal on the network is to reach as many people as we can. We entertain them, and oh, by the way, if they're sports wagering, that's even better, and we bring those two items together, and we call it Wagertainment, and we've been very successful, and we're very proud of our team and what we've done so far.
And that's the tainment part of it, and what I mean by that is there's a lot of information to be gleaned. A lot of stuff to be learned if you're a sports fan, even if you're not wagering.
Absolutely. We, you know, what I like to say is we play the hits. And, you know, if there's a big football trade, if there's a big NBA trade, you know, whether it's with the Pelicans or the Lakers, and we saw what happened, you know, with the Mavericks and the Lakers over the weekend that shook the world, we're going to talk about it because, A, it's important in sports, and, B, it's important in the sports betting world. So, we, you know, we combine those two things, and that's really what Wagertainment is. And, That's what makes it fun, and you have to have fun. We all know we love sports. Sports is fun, and if you're not having fun, you know, what else are you going to do? And you got to put a smile on people's face, and that's what we try to do.
Thank you, Mitch. If you can find a way to keep Zion on the court, please get back to me. Mitch Rosen.
Hey, there's rumors he was coming to the Bulls. That was the issue. Who knows? The trading deadline is tomorrow. Could happen. But, hey, it was a real pleasure. And, Tommy, thank you. Thank you so much. And, again, it's been an honor to be on this Heritage Radio Station, WWL.
Thank you, sir. Mitch Rosen, Vice President of the BetGM Network. You can hear it on 1350 AM, 92.9 FM. It's the best of both worlds, really. You get a lot of sports information, or you get some valuable information if you're looking to wager. When we come back, we're going to talk to somebody here from Ireland covering the Super Bowl, Michael Patrick McQuaid, actually. Spoke to him yesterday. I was talking about him. We'll join him when we come back. 7:50, time for traffic now on WWL.